This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. A foreign aid package is up for a final vote this weekend. Today, the GOP-controlled chamber cleared a key procedural hurdle in the House that, in a rare turn, wasn't on party lines. NPR's Barbara Sprunt has more.
The House voted to advance aid bills to Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine, setting up a Saturday vote on final passage. In a rare occurrence, Democrats also stepped in late Thursday night to help the majority party advance the bills out of the Rules Committee. House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal to split up foreign aid into separate bills caused pushback from members within his own party, who pointed to promises Johnson had made not to move forward with a Ukraine aid bill without a measure to strengthen security along the U.S. southern border. Three of his own conference members are supporting a move to oust Johnson as speaker. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, The Capitol.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has secured a spot on the ballot in the key swing state of Michigan. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports his bid is raising concerns for both the Biden and Trump campaigns.
John Cook, an associate professor of political science at Michigan State University, says it's hard to determine whether Kennedy's presence on the ballot will alter the electoral dynamic in Michigan.
It's hard to assess who's going to gain from this threat. Given Kennedy's appeal, it's not just like he's getting support from liberal-leaning or Democratic-leaning voters. He's getting support from both sides.
Donald Trump won Michigan in the 2016 election, but lost the state to Joe Biden in 2020. Kennedy says he's working to get on the ballot in all 50 states, but that won't be easy because of the different qualifications needed for each contest. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
Bitcoin has just experienced a big event called the halving. Some investors think it could lead to a big rally in the digital currency over the next year. NPR's Rafael Nam explains what this is and why it matters.
Just about every 4 years, Bitcoin experiences something called the halving. Put very simply, it means the supply of new Bitcoin gets cut in half, hence the name. What truly happens is more complicated than that, but the main thing to know is that some investors believe it will lead to a big rally in Bitcoin. That's because this is happening at a time when demand for Bitcoin is getting bigger. It's not just regular people, it's also Wall Street firms now buying Bitcoin. Less supply and increased demand often leads to higher prices. It's basic economics. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
Wall Street in mixed territory by the close, the Dow up 211 points, the Nasdaq down 319. You're listening to NPR News. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says more air defense weapons will soon be headed to Ukraine. From Brussels, Terry Schultz reports the additional pledges came after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky asked NATO to hold an urgent meeting.
After a virtual meeting of the NATO-Ukraine Council, that means all 32 allies plus Ukraine, Secretary General Stoltenberg tells Kyiv that help is on the way.
NATO has mapped out existing capabilities across the alliance, and there are systems that can be made available. So expect new announcements on air defense capabilities for Ukraine soon.
Stoltenberg also says he expects there to be no restrictions placed on the weapons NATO members provide Ukraine for its self-defense.
That includes also striking legitimate military targets outside Ukraine.
This has been a sensitive issue for some NATO governments in the past. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Tesla is recalling nearly 4,000 of its new Cybertrucks because the accelerator pedal could get stuck. The electric automaker says the pad on top of the accelerator can come loose and get trapped in the trim and cause unintended acceleration. Tesla says the problem, which went viral after a posting on TikTok, is due to soap being used in assembling the pad onto the pedal. Deliveries of the truck have been low, and Tesla reported disappointing first quarter vehicle delivery so far this year. The company reports first quarter earnings next week. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.